Nature imperfectly reveals God, October 29. For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The existence of a personal God, the unity of Christ with His Father, lies at the foundation of all true science. From nature we can gain only an imperfect idea of the greatness and majesty of God. We see the working of His power and His wisdom, but He Himself is beyond our comprehension. The ocean, the cataract, the lofty, rugged mountains reveal but imperfectly His handiwork. Satan has introduced confusion and deformity into the creation of God. Something more than nature is needed to reveal the character of the Father. Christ came to this earth to reveal what finite minds can comprehend of the glory of God. He came to unite divinity and humanity, that through Him, with character made perfect, human beings might at last behold God in the fullness of His glory. Through the merits of the sacrifice He has made, we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The bright beams of divinity passed through Christ to His followers. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. In these days, many deceptions are being taught as truth. Some of our brethren have taught views which we cannot endorse. Fanciful ideas, strained and peculiar interpretations of the Scripture, are coming in. Some of these teachings may seem to be but jots and tittles now, but they will grow and become snares to the inexperienced. We need to search the Scriptures daily, that we may know the way of the Lord, and that we be not deceived by religious fallacies. The world is full of false theories and seductive spiritualistic ideas, which tend to destroy clear spiritual perception, and to lead away from truth and holiness. Especially at this time do we need to heed the warning, "Let no man deceive you with vain words." We must be careful lest we misinterpret the Scriptures. The plain teachings of the Word of God are not to be so spiritualized that the reality is lost sight of. Do not overstrain the meaning of sentences in the Bible in an effort to bring forth something odd in order to please the fancy. Take the Scriptures as they read. Avoid idle speculation, redeem the time.